Greetings, my name is Daniel Smith, and I'll be presenting today isolating PCI devices and how it all starts with System Watch. So the agenda today is we'll hit some acknowledgments, we'll do some understanding System Watch and PCI security, we'll do a review of device protections and hypervisors, cover some of the challenges, and then VFIO's approach. We'll then lay out a foundation provided by Hyatt Pure Launch, Trench Boot, and HMX, dive into a proposal, and then have an open discussion and Q&A on all of this. So first and foremost, a big thank you to Starlab Software for funding and sponsoring the HyperLaunch development, in particular Adam Frazier and Scott Davis from Starlab. Thank you. So why is hypervisor launch so important? Well, there's a variety of reasons, but fundamentally, system launch is when it is possible to establish the correct version and instantiation of a hypervisor. The basic reasoning for why this is important is that in order to establish the correct and valid version with any degree of confidence, it is critical that the launch process take positive control of the system, bring the hypervisor up, and then allow the hypervisor to transfer that positive control over to the hypervisor. And for the hypervisor to maintain that positive control, it must have strong controls around what is allowed to manipulate memory. And of the components that are of concern is the PCI devices. If you formalize this a bit, we can talk about this in terms of confidentiality, integrity, and availability, and we can always hit that in the discussion. This brings us to the early evolution of PCI security and virtualization. And the early approach was taken via a microkernel, moving drivers out of the hypervisor into VMs and assigning devices to VMs. This drove the model for Xen in terms of how to use IOMMUs, so that what it does is it actually sets up IOMM page tables per domain and then moves devices in and out of those page tables. The evolution of all of this starts with driver domains and then moves into disaggregation. So let's take a look at driver domains. Xen driver domains were introduced in a paper called Safer Hardware Access for Xen. And of particular note in this was three requirements they derived for safe hardware. And these three requirements still apply today. At any point, if any of these requirements are violated, it makes it difficult for the hardware to be considered safe. And the reality of this is that the devil's always in the details, and that hardware itself oftentimes cannot meet the standards set by these requirements. Then we moved into Xen disaggregation. After driver domains were starting to be used, it realized that you could decompose a system either further by moving their functions into dedicated VMs as well. The paper that really formalized this was Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, where they proposed the XOR disaggregation framework. And in particular in XOR, one of the components in there was the PCI back VM, which was a launch time VM that was responsible for configuring the PCI bus and doing device assignment. Clearly they understood and realize that you need to take control of the PCI bus at the very beginning and manage it or set it up, but believed that once it was configured, it was good. Unfortunately, we found that not to be so true. Another piece of work that of particular interest is the work to split DOM 0, the main VM, into a control domain and a hardware domain, and then using a domain builder as the initial domain to construct those. From there, we run into reality. And that, as I was highlighting, is that there are the shortcomings of PCI bus and IOMU implementations. And here's the four biggies, but there's probably not a definitive list of all the challenges that we have with the hardware and what makes it difficult to ensure protection, isolation, and security. And as a result, an evolving ecosystem has sprouted up and that takes advantage of this for various reasons. But then VFIO comes along, and it in particular introduces this concept of PCI grouping. PCI grouping PCI devices isn't specifically the major thing. It's more about the fact that these groups are based around VFIO inspecting the hardware, determining which devices can be isolated and which cannot be isolated, and making the groupings appropriate or according to those determinations. This way, with VFIO, you won't be able to create a situation where two devices can tamper with each other and be in two different VMs, allowing a way for one VM to attack another. And then VFIO evolves and standardizes, and we get mediated devices and scalable mode in the IOMMU to provide finer grain multiplexing of physical devices to allow a physical device to be shared amongst multiple domains in a isolated manner. So with all of that, let's dive into Hyperlaunch, right? So Hyperlaunch itself is a general architecture for flexible environment construction during a launch of a hypervisor. It's greatly influenced by Zor and the hardware domain builder combination. In particular, what it enables is Zor's multi-VM construction at launch with the ability for an ephemeral limited privileged domain builder to be ran as part of the system launch. And what that basically is saying is that as Xen starts up, Xen will be able to construct multiple VMs as needed. A ephemeral domain builder may be able to run during that setup phase to help do any finalization traditionally done by DOM 0 during construction, and then return back to the hypervisor and allow the hypervisor to complete its setup and then transition into running. And so that way, when it transitions into the running state, instead of just